Moses and God's name. From Exodus, we may know the story of Jacob, who builds a family that includes his favorite son Joseph, who looks like his mother and finds favor in Jacob. However, remember the brothers of Joseph, how they grew to hate him, and they eventually sell him into slavery and tell Jacob his son Joseph is dead? Joseph ends up in Egypt, and he saves the entire world, according to Genesis 41, from the drought, and in doing so, he gains great respect and honor within the Egyptian leaders. Joseph's family comes to Egypt and is saved because of Joseph. After Joseph dies and the king dies, Joseph's memory diminishes. The then current king, being deceived by his leaders, fearing the Israelites' growing number, tries to extinguish the Israelites. First, he deals shrewdly with them, making slaves of the Israelites, which didn't work to reduce the population, but increased even more. Second, the king tries to eliminate the Israelites by ordering the midwives to kill all the male Israelite children at birth. The midwives don't comply completely to the king and try to let the children live. Moses is found by the daughter of Pharaoh floating in a basket on a river. Moses is adopted and raised by the royal family, nursed by his own mother as a nurse mother for the daughter of Pharaoh. The midwives, Shifra and Puah, and Moses' mother, and the sister, and the daughter of Pharaoh, all go against the powerful to do the right thing. These are some of the powerless women who set up to do the right thing, not just because God called them, but because they fear God. Moses didn't want to do the very thing God told him to do. Speaking directly to him out of a burning bush, God turns Moses, and when God sees Moses turn, he then calls him by name. Moses hears God's call and questions God. Moses argues with God out of fear of his own inadequacies. I can't do it. I can't speak. Why would they listen to me? And so on. Then when God finally agrees to send with him Moses' brother to speak for him, Moses asks God, "Who are you, so I can tell the people who sent me?" Who are we? The ones who know God and do justice without having a burning bush? Or are we the ones who say, "Who, me?" when God calls us? Are we the ones who try to find a way out because of our fear or lack of self-confidence? God says, "I have seen, I have heard, I know, and I came down." Then God says, "Now I send you." God is faithful to his promise and hears us when we call. Moses was faithful after a while, but again, this is about God's faithfulness because even Moses faltered. God calls us by name. When we see places of injustice, do we step up because we know something must be done? Or do we keep our head down and go about our own business, maybe out of fear of the authorities? Do the pressures of others keep us from doing the right thing? When God sees the midwives do the right thing, he rewards them with a family of their own. When Moses' sister does the right thing, she is reunited with her brother and mother, who also does the right thing and is allowed to help with the raising of Moses. God rewards them for their faithfulness. These women are not doing this for a godly reward, but out of fear or because of their understanding of the power of God. It again is God's faithfulness that plays into their new future. God is faithful to the promise of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Call out the name of I Am, who I am, your Lord, or Yahweh. Call upon the name of the Lord for all things. God told Moses, "I have seen, I have heard, I know, and I came down." Because God loves God's creation, God keeps God's promises, and sends Jesus Christ, the open gate to God's kingdom. Just because we don't have a burning bush experience hearing God's voice doesn't dismiss our responsibility to the weak, the poor, and the homeless. Our understanding of God's power is all we need to know in order to do the right thing. The open gate of Jesus Christ is God's way of showing us how to care for each other. And like the five women who stepped up when needed, we need to step up for those in need. Amen. Let us pray. God of deliverance, you called Moses to be your hands and feet and voice in a troubled world. Teach us how to work, walk, and speak your word in a troubled world. Amen.